abanico, what do you call it? A flat, fan for the ladies tomorrow night. So everybody that's here, ladies, wives, we have a t-shirt for the guys. I've got a t-shirt. If it's we can work it out. We have one of our camp t-shirts. I know they have great t-shirts there, but we're going to give ours away. You don't have to give any offering, okay? I'm doing the competition there. We're giving it away, okay? And so you come tomorrow night, come back, and we'll share some things with you about our ministry. We have a video presentation. But I want to do something real quick about missions that we always forget. And I want to do something visually. Chloe, where's Chloe? Chloe, can you come and help me just for a minute, please? I've met Chloe. There's a famous perfume in Spain, and so I thought I'd use Chloe first of all. Tonight, we're starting out the value of one. And everyone knows how important it is to be able to reach one. And I want you to help me. I want you to go get somebody, and I want you to bring somebody back. I'm going to go get somebody else. We're going to come back here, and we're going to do this a number of times. Every time I tell you to go, and we're going to do this very quickly, because I've got to preach. Preacher said, I've got to finish it at least 10 after, so we've got to do this pretty quickly, because I've got only one message tonight, okay? So you go get somebody and bring them here real quick, and I will too, okay? Let me see. Come on. Come up here. Come. Okay, we got four people up here. Okay, now our responsibility, all of us, is, now we say the value of one, you go get somebody, I'm going to get somebody. Hurry up. Hurry. Come on up. This is good. Did you get somebody? All right, hurry. All right, we're multiplying. Okay, all of us, everybody else go get another one. Everybody get one. Hurry. Come with me. Hurry. This is visual. This is important. Now, for two people, we won't get any more, okay? But for two people, when we win one to the Lord and two to the Lord and four to the Lord and eight to the Lord, what does it do? With one, what does it say? The value of one. Sometimes we forget. That's what God wants us to do. That's the biblical way of reaching people for the Lord Jesus Christ. And look at how many people we've done in just this little time. We've multiplied. We started with two, or one. Went from Chloe, and then we went all around the world. Thank you. You may be seated. Pastor was telling me that, and he's left a card up here. Don't forget, if you have one of the Faith Promise cards, one card, one promise, you can really make an impact upon the lives of people around the world if you participate. If you do not participate, you will not make an impact in the lives around people. I enjoy camp ministry. Brother, we'll pray for you, maybe send you an offering. We have a camp ministry that was started by my father-in-law 40 years ago. It's called Mount Calvary Baptist Youth Camp, and if you come tomorrow night, you'll see a little bit of our ministry, and we'll pray that God will continue. Great opportunity in reaching people for the Lord Jesus Christ. But we're talking tonight about the value of one. And I want to look at a scripture here tonight. And we're not going to take very much time. I know it's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. And we need to get you out because we want you to come back tomorrow. Okay? So we're not going to be very long. I'm going to preach one simple message tonight so you can come back. Look with me in the book of Judges, chapter number 1. You're going to say, a mission conference? We're looking at the book of Judges? Where's Brother Loveday going tonight? There's a request here. We're going to look at two verses tonight. The story, and I'm going to take just a few minutes to give you some background, a little of this portion of Scripture here. We have a lady, and I'm not going to try to have you remember her name, because I probably would tell you the name, and we'd forget it the day after tomorrow anyways. But there was a young lady that made a request in Judges chapter number 1. And the Scripture that we want to look at is verse number 14 and number 15. She was looking for something. Every one of us in our lives is looking for something. Now, she was looking for what we find out in this portion of Scripture. She was looking for a blessing. I hope tonight you came to the house of God looking for. I've been blessed already by listening to the missionaries and being excited about the work that God has called them to, and even seeing the video presentation and everything else. It's exciting to come to mission conference because there's always something different. But here in this portion of Scripture, there was a young lady that had a desire to be able to, or had a need for one thing. And the Scripture says in chapter number 1 in the book of Judges, this is to me is very, very important. It came to pass when she came to him and she moved him to ask her father father afield, and she lighted on her donkey. I won't say the word that's there. And Caleb said unto her, "What wilt thou?" And she said unto him, "Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also spring of water." And Caleb gave to her the upper spring and the nether spring. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this portion of scripture. We thank you for being here tonight. We thank you for the opportunity of sharing the word of God. Lord, I pray that you bless your word. Very simple tonight, but Lord, I pray that you help us to understand tonight our responsibility in reaching people for the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I ran across something here, and I'm going to repeat it twice because I think it's important. No one ever becomes involved in anything worthwhile by accident. I'm going to repeat that again. No one ever becomes involved in anything worthwhile by accident. We find out here in this portion of Scripture that this young lady had a request, and it was a twofold request. She requested a field of service. Now, she wasn't asking for money. She wasn't asking for talent. She wasn't asking for anything else. She asked for a field. That's what we're presenting tonight, tomorrow night, the next night. We'll be talking about the fields of service. And the scripture tells us that she asked for a field, and then she asked for something else. She didn't ask for money. As I said before, she came and she said, "Give me a blessing. Now, you've given me land, but I want one more thing." Of course, we know here in the portion, in this portion of Scripture, most of the people in the Word of God had animals. And in order to have animals, you had to have green pasture. And you had to have fresh water. Those are the two things that could expand and on what she had asked for, and that she could prepare for her family, where she could have chickens and goats and whatever type of animals that she wanted. And it's curious when you, if you look at this scripture and you see how God can provide to us a very special blessing in a field of service where we can serve. And the Lord has given us the opportunity to work in the country of Spain for 35 years. I think it's a privilege for us as our family, raising our two daughters, ministering. We're thankful that my oldest daughter is a missionary in Ethiopia. Presently, she's been ministering with her husband over the last 8 years. Tomorrow night, we'll give you a little bit of information. So we're a missionary family. Joy's parents, Joy's mom and dad are missionaries in Spain. They've been there for 54 years. They're 81 and 80 years old, still ministering the gospel, still sharing the gospel after 50 some odd years of preaching the gospel. And that's a great opportunity. That's a blessing to be able to share with people the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad that the Lord called me the country of Spain, number one. That the Lord allowed me to minister, to be able to be a blessing to people, to be able to share. Now, they're not waiting there with big posters saying, "Oh, come back and preach the gospel to us." That's not going to happen. Not in Spain. They're probably glad that we're gone. And if we didn't come back, they'd say, "Well, we're not going to miss you," and everything else. But I'm thankful that there are Christian people there. I'm thankful that there's churches there. I'm thankful for our Bible Institute. I'm thinking for our camp ministry. I'm thankful for those things that God has allowed us to accomplish, because it has been a blessing, because God has given us a spring. God has given us a place to minister. God will give you a place to minister. God will give you a spring. God will give you something to do to be able to help. I'm so thankful for the example that we saw tonight, that just a few offerings, some change, $2,700 or $2,600 for missions for that property in that is literally going to change lives. That small offering you think turned into something more all year, just a little bit, seeing boys and girls' lives change. I'm in favor of camp ministry. I remember when I committed my life to the Lord Jesus Christ at Camp Chautauqua up in Ohio. And I remember it as a young person when I went and I heard and preached, they preached the gospel, and God, Lord, got a hold of my life. I believe in camp ministry. I believe in starting churches. I believe in Bible institutes. I believe in sending missionaries. I believe in sharing the gospel. But it's got to be something that's got to be mine. See, I've got to be involved in it. I want to be a blessing. How can I be a blessing? And many, many times where we say, how can you be a blessing to missionaries? How can you share? Not just giving. It's important to give. We live. This is our lifeblood, number one. This is what you will literally change lives by giving to the Faith Promise offering of this church. Lives will be changed. But what can you do for missionaries? You can pray. Just the other day, my wife was talking. We can pray for the health of missionaries. We can pray that God opens doors. We can pray that God that they don't get flats in their car and their cars don't mess up. And there's little things that happen in our lives all the time that we never really think that happens to missionaries on the mission fields. And I had a missionary the other day was telling me that they're praying just for paperwork. They're praying that the Lord will allow them to stay and minister, and hopefully they get their work papers. We went through this with my daughter and my son-in-law. They were there when they went to Ethiopia 8 years ago. My son-in-law Eric was very very good about with computers, and of course there was a clinic there, and they allowed him to work at the clinic for 4 or 5 years. But they came to the place after 5 years when they told him, and they said, "You haven't trained an Ethiopian to do your job?" And he said, "No, not really. I mean." And of course, they had to find another way to get their papers to remain in the country of Ethiopia. And most people in Africa have to do other things aside from preach the gospel and do other things in Africa in order to stay in the countries. So when we look at this portion of Scripture, the Lord says, "Give me a blessing." What kind of blessing are you looking for in your life? What are you asking God to do in your life? As we think about missions and we think about God's calling, maybe God's calling one of you or two of you to the mission field. Our prayer is during this time, we would hope that maybe someone would just say, "I want to serve the Lord. I want to go wherever the Lord wants me." I remember at the age of 16 years, when I was 16 years old, the Lord spoke to me. And I gave my life to the Lord. And after many years of service, I don't regret it. I'm thankful that God gave me the opportunity to be able to say, "Okay, here's your life. What do you want to do with it? Give it to me, and I'll do some great things." The Scripture tells us, "Give me a blessing." What type of blessing are you looking for? What type of spring are you looking for in your life that God can bless you, maybe even economically? Maybe you can pray. Maybe Dolores said something interesting today. We were sitting there. You know, everybody can pray. Isn't that true? Everybody, it's not hard. She said something. It's not hard to pray, is it? And we can pray. We can put before the Lord. And I always tell people, please take one of my prayer cards and stick it on the place that you go at least 5 or 6 times a day. Where's that? The refrigerator. You're at the refrigerator at least, I know, minimum 5 or 6 times. Get some magnets, stick some of your prayer cards up there, and pray for your missionaries every time you go into the refrigerator. That's quite often for some of you. I've noticed that some of you are visiting the refrigerator a little more than 5 times a day. Now, I'm not going to get into that, but it's okay. But it's important to remember, and even take this card and just put it up there and pray all year for your missionaries, and pray that the value of one, that one person, that when we make a commitment to the Lord, and we stand before the Lord and we say, "Lord, what can I do?" Well, you could have, but you didn't. You didn't ask for a blessing. You didn't ask for my blessing. You didn't ask for help. You didn't ask. You and many of you have talents. Many of you have abilities. Many of you have had things that God can use in a great way in order to give to missions, to be able to pray, to be able to help, to be able to write cards, to be able to give gifts. There's so many things. And when I started listening when I was a young person about Faith Promise missions and about promising and everything else, I've never heard a pastor or a missionary come up and say, "Folks, this year we've given too much money to missions." Is that right, Pastor? I don't think we've ever, I've never been in a conference where the pastor says, "Now, folks, this is our goal, and when we give that, stop giving." It's not going to happen. Because God wants to give you a blessing. God wants to give you a spring. God wants to give you something where you can do and God can bless you. And it's unlimited, the blessings that God can do for you if you just ask. And you only have to ask one time. Only have to ask one time. "Lord, bless me, help me, encourage me. Help me to share my life with other people." I say this, we in America haven't lived in America for 35 years, but we are blessed as a country. We have so many things We have so many opportunities. We have so many blessings, so many things. And you look at the faces, and when I look at the people and those little buildings, and I look at the little churches, and where places in London and South Africa and Peru and Guatemala and all over the world, and I'm thinking people are meeting in small congregations and praising the Lord and preaching the gospel and trying to reach the gospel. And we, you know, when somebody gets in our little area and they you know, they sit in our place where I've been sitting for 15 years, and they come in here, what are they doing sitting in my pew? That doesn't happen to this church, does it, Pastor? I would hope not. Somebody comes in and they look a little funny and they dress a little different and everything else. Say, what are you doing here? You're not part of the family. Oh, that's not the gospel, because they have a need. And when they come into this house, this is all we always need to be reminded, that this is the house of prayer. And when we come together and we honor the Lord and we share with people the Lord Jesus Christ, what is really going to make an impact on the lives of people around us? One person. Only one person. She only asked. She said, I want a blessing. Then I want a spring. And just leave me alone. She didn't ask for anything else. She just decided. She said, I want to provide for my family. I want to do this. I want to be able to give. Maybe that even included in giving her mission offering. The other day, it was something funny that happened. I walked into a church the other day. First time in my ministry in 35 years, I had somebody offer me something that I've never had anybody offer me. I had a man, he was sitting down there, and we walked into this church service. It wasn't a service that supported us or anything else. We were visiting, and he said, brother, I said, how you doing? Well, missionary. Oh, great, man, glad to meet you and everything else. I said, how you doing today? It's great. He said, I want to give you something. He said, well, I'll give you something. Oh, great. What do you want to give me? 12 eggs. A dozen eggs? You want to give me a dozen eggs? I'm living in my car. Where am I going to put 12 dozen eggs? What am I going to do with 12 dozen eggs? Huh? Yeah, what am I going to, I appreciate it. I said, this is the first time in my ministry in 35 years somebody has offered to give me as an offering 12 eggs. And that's what he does. He said, brother, afterwards, the rest of the story, he took me out to eat. Me and my wife, we spent the time with him and bought us supper. Beautiful testimony. He decided his blessing was to buy 36 chickens, and he raised chickens. And what he does was, he said, I give, first of all, the priority, first priority is missionaries. Second of all, if you're over 90, and after that, over 65, those are the orders that I give within my church. And he said, I bring fresh eggs to my congregation, the people that want them. And the day that we, the night they were there, some little girl walked up with one of these styrofoam things, full, to give to him. And that was his blessing. He said, that's what I can do. He said, the Lord, he said, he had one chicken he said he had to kill because it got ugly and everything else. He said, I had him for supper. I said, oh, man, I'm glad that you got 35 more. But that was his blessing. That's what he wanted to do. That's what he wanted to share with the congregation. And I thought, what an idea. First time I've ever heard it. Wow, he wants to be a blessing to other people. And he said, here's 12 dozen eggs. He can do that. He said, I can take care of my chickens. I can feed them and everything else. I don't ask anything. And I said, and he brings them to church. Fresh eggs. That's a blessing. We need to realize that God can use us in a very special way. And there's so many ways we think that the Lord can use it. But it'd be nice to find a $20 bill. It'd be nice to get money extra at work or something else. But God wants to do things differently. And he uses different ways and different places. And God always, when we ask for a blessing from him, he always what? As we say in Spanish, cumplir. He always does his job. Now, we don't always do what we should do. We don't always hold up our side of the bargain. But God always, when we ask and we say, God, let me be a blessing to my mission. Let me be a blessing to my mission offering. Let me be a blessing to my pastor. I think this month, the month of October, and what my understanding is, Pastoral Appreciation Month. Have you told your pastor you're praying for him? Have you told the pastor's wife how lovely she is and how nice she is? Have you appreciated them? They are your pastor and pastor's wife. They love you. They love this church. You need to take care of them. You need to let them know. You need to send them a card. You need to do something special for them. Why? Because they are God's people that God has sent in your life. Don't ever forget that. Amen. Don't ever forget your pastor and his pastor's wife. Because they are, as we say in Spanish, velando por tu alma. They are, what are they doing? They're taking care of your soul. They're watching after you. The most important thing that you have is your soul. Don't ever forget that. So what will we do? Each and every one of us has one responsibility. We don't have five. We don't have 10. We have one responsibility to do what? To do our very best. To say, Lord, when these cards are passed out, when they're given, and we have a responsibility to check off and to be able to say, okay, that's what I can do for a month or a year. In our church in Spain, every April, we do the very same thing. For the last 31 years, we give our little faith promise cards out. We support missions. We have 9 families and our youth camp that we support. What a great opportunity we have. We have missionaries. We have offerings. We do special things. Why not? It's our responsibility. Just because we're on the mission field, we need to forget Acts 1:8. We need to forget Matthew 28. We're to forget those things? Oh, no, we need to do the same thing. God has a responsibility for us to be able to share with people. And you can make an impact in the lives of 1, 2, 10, 15, 20, or 100 of people. If we just say, I'm willing to give one offering a week, a month, whenever you get your paycheck, whenever you want to do, whatever you want to offer, it doesn't make any difference. God will use that. Because He wants you to be blessed. And He wants you to be a blessing to others. Doing what? The value of one. Let's close our eyes just for a moment. Father, we thank You for tonight. We pray, Lord, that You will speak through Your word. Thank You for the offering that was given. Thank You for the young people that are here. Thank You for the adults. But Lord, I pray tonight for Your blessing over this congregation. I pray, Father, that You will give us a vision of reaching more people this year, that more offerings will be given. Lord, I pray that each and individual persons that are here tonight, that You will speak to someone. Maybe they want to give their lives to You. I don't know, Lord. I'm not the Holy Spirit. But Lord, I pray tonight that each and every one of us look for a blessing in our lives. Lord, help us to find that spring that, as the Word of God has spoken to us, that we will be able to share the Word of God around the world. Lord, we are a needy people. We need You. We need to stand before this congregation tonight and once again request a blessing from You. Give us a vision, Lord. Give us faith to trust in You. Thank You, Lord, for the presentations tonight, Lord. Thank You for the camp in South Africa. Thank You for the folks going to Peru. Thank You, Lord, for those that are ministering in Jordan, in London. Lord, I pray and beg once again, Father, that we will make a difference tonight, that we will come back again tomorrow night and hear Your word again, challenge our hearts. Lord, I pray that You will bless Your word. Lord, we want to make an impact upon this world. And we can only do it one at a time. Lord, use our lives. If there's someone here lost without Jesus Christ tonight, Lord, I don't know the congregation. My recommendation to you tonight is if you'll ask the Lord to save you, He will. There'll be a change in your life. Lord, I pray if there's Christians here that have sin in their life, Lord, I pray that confess it and continue to serve You in this great church. But Lord, I pray that You will continue to deal with our lives. Thank You for the opportunity of coming to the house of God tonight. Thank You for those prayer requests that we have in our... Normally on Wednesday night, we'd come with prayer requests. Tonight, we come before You and ask for these men, these women, in preaching the gospel in the far-flung fields. Lord, I pray that You bless our time together. Thank You for the opportunity. Thank You for the refreshing offering that was given. Thank You for this time together. We pray that You will continue to allow us to reach 1, 2, 5, 10, and it will be multiplied as our desire. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me if you would, please.